Believe it or not, it's not magic. It's not magic, believe it or not. Believe it or not, it's not magic. It's not magic, believe it or not. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. Believe it or not, it's not magic. At lunch today, we were playing a game with Martino. Martino is this remarkable young man from Switzerland who is here playing... what are you playing? You're playing golf, I believe, isn't it? And who are you playing? Tiger Woods. So his name is being changed from Martino to Tiger. And he's now known as Tiger Woods. Well, every day he spends at least 12 or 15 hours on the computer working on the game of Tiger Woods, and he's becoming very effective, very efficient. But I told him, Martino, it's important to learn to play games. He said, well, I'm playing a game. No, to play games. When people kid with you, you just sort of kid back and play a game and don't take it seriously. And I said, Martino, I think you should have a dog. And he says, yes, when I get my own house, my own apartment, I'll get a dog. And I said, well, no, you don't have to wait. What you do is you have each one of your girlfriends have a dog, and then they bring that dog to you to play with. And then when they leave, they take the dog along, and they feed him, they house him, they veterinarian him, and they do all the things. And all you have to do is enjoy him. And so then when they leave the dog with you for a day or two, then the real test comes. The test comes, is Martino the master or the dog the master? If the dog barks and yips and messes on the floor, if the dog is unfriendly to everybody, if the dog is a little monster, then that's what Martino is. But the girls have had the dog. They're the ones who trained the dog that way. No. You are the infinite, famous dog whisperer. And the dog whisperer is not responsible for the untrained qualities of dogs. He's responsible only for the trained qualities of himself. As the dog whisperer has been teaching us, he said, it is not the dog that is at fault. It is our expectation of the dog, our attitude. So if we think the dog is going to bark at people and going to be unhappy with people, it will be. If we think the dog is going to be very mindful and... Well, what do we call all of our dogs at campus here? We call them lovers. And some are lovers and some are not. I was away for a while, and one of our dogs was being raised by the rest of the family, and the dog became very proprietress. The dog became very possessive. And the dog loved the campus family, but anybody else who came here, you better watch out, especially our handyman. He did not take to our handyman. Now, why did he not take to our handyman? Well, because his owners, all the women who owned him, were having an attitude about people. Now, when Martino has these girlfriends with these dogs, and they come to visit him, the minute the dog comes into Martino's presence, Martino looks at the dog and says, under his breath or out loud, Rover, that's the dog's name, Rover, you and I are friends. Rover, I am your master. Rover, while you're here in my house, you are under my direction and my control, and you're under my love alone. Now, whatever you've done when you before you came here and after you leave here is none of my business, but what you do while you're here is all of my business. So the dog looks up at him and goes, I don't know that I like that. And he looks at the dog and he says, I know you're growling because you are kind of upset. you've had free rein wherever you are. But you know, it's really quite nice to have discipline. It's quite nice to be told what to do so you don't have to think about it. It's quite nice to have people care enough about you that they want to train you, that they want to take care of you. Now, Rover, this is what I expect of you. This is how I think about you. You are a magnificent dog. You are a wonderful dog. You are a good dog. Now, Rover, sit down. And Rover said, what the heck does that mean? Because the girls who had him didn't teach him anything. And so, Martino says, to sit is when you put your backside down. And so Martino touches the dog's backside and says, sit. And the dog pops up, sit. Dog pops up, sit. Dog pops up, sit. And Martino says, now you're getting the idea. You're sitting. And dog pops up. And Martino says, sit. And the dog pops up. So Martino pulls out of his pocket a cookie. And he says, cookie, sit. And the dog doesn't sit. And so Martino says, sit, cookie, sit, cookie. And each time he sits, he gives him a you like that, huh? Rex is laying here saying, I think that's a good idea. And so he gives him about four or five cookies. And then, after he does this, then he says, Rover, not Rex, Rover, sit. And Rover sits, thinking a cookie is coming. Martino, you have such wonderful names. Martino looks at Rover and says, see, I don't have trouble with Rover. Looks at Rover and says, Rover, you're wonderful. Rover, you're a good dog. And so Rover lays down and puts his paws up in the air. Now, Rover, I didn't tell you to do that. Rover, get up. So Rover got up. He said, okay, now, Rover, lay down and put your feet up. And Rover said, what are you talking about? And so he rolls him over, puts his feet up. Rolls him over, puts his feet. That's a good Rover. That's a good Rover. And so his girlfriend comes back from shopping and says to her wonderful Martino, her best friend, Martino, let's go to the park. And Martino says, sure. So they go to the park. And in the park, Martino says, Rover, come. And Rover says, oh, cookie, cookie, you know. So Rover comes, and then he says, Rover, sit. And Rover sits. And then he says, Rover, you're wonderful. Roll over. So Rover rolls over and plays his game. And his girlfriend is all over Martino, saying, you are so wonderful. You have done in just a few moments what it has taken me years not to be able to do, you know. But you're wonderful. And how does he do this? How did Martino train Rover? How did you train him? That's right, with his mind. You put your hand up here on your head. That's right, with your mind. What were you going to say? By disciplining him? By asking him to do something? You saw the dog sit before you told him to sit. You saw him roll over before he rolled over. See, these are all thoughts in our head. And they have to be in our head before they can be in Rover's head. Now, if we shout at Rover, what's going to happen? He'll cringe and wet the floor, you know. If we are indecisive, Rover, sit down. No, Rover, come. No, Rover. And we keep giving different instructions, Rover is going to be confused. Believe it or not. You have the ability to train a dog in 2 seconds flat. It sometimes takes you a lifetime to train a dog.
perché tu hai bisogno una vita per
because you're not self-disciplined.
Perché non siamo self.
But when you're self-disciplined, you can train a dog in 2 seconds flat.
Quando tu sei disciplinato con te stesso, tu alleni un cane in un secondo.
Now, I recommend that you all enjoy miracles in your life.
Io raccomando che voi godite tutti dei miracoli nella vostra
and
vita.
And every time a dog comes up to you,
e tutte le volte un cane viene vicino a voi.
It doesn't matter whose dog it is or what it is.
Non importa di chi appartiene quel cane.
Before the dog is settled in front of you, you think to yourself, I'm going to tell him to sit.
E prima che il cane viene da te, tu pensi, siediti.
Or I'm going to tell him to roll over.
O gli dico di rotolarsi sulla schiena.
You have the mental picture in your mind.
Tu hai l'immagine nella tua mente.
And so then, a dog, any dog comes up to you.
Allora, un cane, qualunque cane viene da te.
And you say, sit.
Allora, tu dici,
and the dog doesn't sit instantly.
E il cane non si siede instantly.
So he touches hindquarters and you say, sit.
Allora, tu lo tocchi di dietro e dici, siediti.
And so he sits.
Allora, lui si siede.
And then you just gently push and say, roll over.
E poi lo tocchi gentilmente dicendo di rotolarsi.
With so much love in your voice.
Con tanto amore nella tua voce.
And he'll just jump into your arms.
Affinché lui salta nelle tue braccia.
To do whatever you ask.
Affinché lui faccia tutto quello che voi volete.
What happened?
Cosa è capitato?
In your mind, you had the picture of what you chose to do.
Nella tua mente, tu avevi l'immagine di quello che tu hai scelto di fare.
And because you had in your mind the picture of what you chose to do, you had it happen.
E perché tu avevi l'immagine nella tua mente, allora per quello che è capitato.
Believe it or not.
Credilo o no.
That's the way it works.
È così che funziona.
No. How about other areas?
E come ce l'abbiamo con altre cose?
I have the perfect relationship.
Ho la relazione perfetta.
I have the perfect husband or wife.
Ho il marito perfetto o la moglie perfetta.
I have the perfect children.
Ho i bambini perfetti.
I have the perfect grandchildren.
Ho i perfetti nipotini.
I have the perfect family members.
Ho i perfetti membri della famiglia.
I'm independently wealthy.
Io sono ricca.
Do you expect to be independently wealthy or do you expect to not be independently wealthy?
Cosa tu ti aspetti di essere ricca indipendentemente?
Do you expect Rover to sit down or do you expect him not to sit down?
Tu aspetti che Rover si siede o non si siede?
The same principle is at work.
Sempre il stesso principio.
So, why not? Speak your word.
Perché no? Di la tua parola.
The miracle is yours.
I miracoli sono tuoi.
Right now.
Adesso, a quel momento.
Enjoy.
Goditele.
Because it works.
Perché funziona.
It works.
Funziona.
So, I love you.
Io vi amo.
I love you.
Mi amo.
I love you.
Love you.